On Demand with Jenna Ellis. This is our AFR exclusive podcast where we get to do a deep dive into the issues you care about with guests that you want to hear from. And today is an incredibly important podcast. This is one, I think this interview is one of the most important that we have done on this program because it is hopefully going to raise awareness of a very critical issue that is going on in California. And this is, of course, concerning AB or Assembly Bill 495. This is legislation that is very dangerous for parents and for children. I had the opportunity to interview Pastor Jack Hibbs, who is the senior pastor at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, and he is going to explain exactly what this legislation is, why it's dangerous, and I will play that interview in just a moment, but I want to ask you up front, please share this podcast with anyone and everyone that you know in the state of California, and encourage them to call their assembly members, call the governor's office as well, because this may very soon reach the governor's desk if it goes all the way through, and encourage them to stand up for parents and for children in California, and to encourage the General Assembly, their legislators, and also the governor to reject and ultimately the governor veto if he has the opportunity this piece of legislation. So here's my interview on this with Pastor Jack Hibbs. This is coming from the Christian Post. Pastor Jack Hibbs warns Christians may need to, quote, pack up and get out of California. If this bill passes, I'm going to ask you to leave the state. So this is Assembly Bill 495. And Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel Chino Hills joins me now to discuss. Pastor Jack, I'm so grateful that you are shining the light of truth on this assembly bill. Tell us why this is so dangerous.
Yeah, Jenna, first of all, thank you for having me. And if somebody could imagine this, that if whatever has always come down in California, bad legislation, bad ideas, bad bills, this is the crowning moment of the Democrat rule in California. This is a bill that, Jenna, it's going to be hard for your listeners to believe this, but it is a bill that grants access to a individual who prints from the government website an affidavit that is in alignment with this bill. You can print it out. You can sign your name and the name of a child in the public school system that you want to receive custody of. You just fill it out. You go down to the school. You request this child's person. The school, number one, is not obligated to contact the parent. Number two, the school does not ask for ID. This individual does not have to produce a background check, a driver's license, an address, nothing. This individual then can take custody of the child, and once that happens, the school is under no commitment whatsoever to reveal to the parents who this individual was, even their name. And so this is why I made the statement to the congregants that if this passes, that as much as I would love people to be at our church, that they would have to take their child out of the state of California if they were going to not put them in either private school or homeschooling. Now, Jenna, I got to tell you, I have been updated with this information, and I don't think I can say the attorney's name, but you know him. He's a friend of yours. He said, Jack, it's worse. It's worse than what you think. It is worse than what you think. So you can tell, Jenna, by the rhetoric online, by those that are pushing back on my comments and now the comments of many others, they're saying, oh, they're exaggerating this. It's not as bad as they think. But the legal minds that have looked at it and continue to look at it are saying, no, it's actually worse than that because it's so vague and dangerous that we can no longer have our children be safe in the California public school system.
This is utterly insane. I mean, this is basically what you're describing, Pastor Jack, is legalized kidnapping. I mean, it's just going in and saying, I'm handing over this affidavit. I'm taking a child as a non-relative even. And the school just has to turn over a child to anyone and then not inform the parents? I mean, what is even the potential pretext to why California would say, you know, hey, we're going to sell this as a good thing? I mean, obviously they lie when they say, like, you know, these kinds of things are good, but what's their pretext here?
Yep. Great question. I'm glad you asked it. And here it is. This is basically an anti-Trump immigration action that has been spearheaded by the California legislature and adored by Gavin Newsom. And here it is. It is an act by which any person can take custody of the child rather than the state of, rather than the federal government, because they say it is a compassionate bill. It is a bill that protects the child from being taken by federal government authorities if the parents are illegal aliens. That's what they're saying. You see, it's a good bill, Jenna, because it's our way of making it so easy that anybody can get Susie out of class and take custody of Susie, rescuing her from the bad and evil immigration officers of Donald Trump's ICE and DHS, because their parents could be illegal aliens. Here's the thing. The devil, in this case, Jenna, the devil is not in the details. It is so vague that anybody with that affidavit can utilize this and for nefarious reasons. And so, I mean, this is a pedophile. I'm sorry to put it so bluntly, Jenna, but this is a pedophile's dream come true. If some guy has been eyeing your daughter or your son from down the street of your house, and they happen to know your business hours or your work hours, that guy can go to your kid's school and, without being questioned, take your kid out. And the school, you're going to have to find your child, because the school is under no obligation to notify, because they believe that they're working in part with this legislation as a compassionate act to protect this child and or illegal parents from the mean orange man.
Wow. That is so utterly disgusting, but also so typical, I think, Pastor Jack, that that the pretext is always orange man bad. You know, it's always just, we're, say anti-Trump and we're sold, you know, according to the state of California and the leadership there. But this is so fundamentally against the right of parents to safeguard their children and to determine who, when, and where can have, you know, temporary custody of them for purposes, you know, in this case of education. And to think that a non-relative in any case, I mean, it's not even just if they have proof that the parents are illegals or that the parents have been taken by ICE or, you know, some even modicum of rationality that would be a correlation to this nonsense. I mean, to just say that anybody can come for any child for any non-disclosed reason with this affidavit, I mean, that's beyond insane. And yet, it has a likelihood potentially of actually passing in California?
Well, here's what's going to happen. And please, all of you in 49 other states, please listen up. This is what happens when the California government is unchecked because it is a Democrat supermajority. The Democrats own everything in California, so they don't any longer have to put anything to the public for vote. They just rubber stamp things through. So, Jenna, here's where we're at. It has been making it through committee, and it is going to make its final showing on Friday this week, and it's going to be approved. And then on Monday or Tuesday, it will then go to Gavin Newsom's desk to become law. The reason why you and I are talking right now, Jenna, is because Tuesday, I am asking everybody in the state of California, I mean everybody, to show up at the state capitol. We've got a permit to do this, and we are going to rally at the state capitol, and we are going to be doing what we've done before in the past, Jenna. Not all attempts have failed us. When we have shown up in force in Sacramento, Newsom has backed down in the past. He has actually tabled his voting power to put it into law. He's actually kicked it down the road. And here's the fun part about this. Gavin Newsom is actually a politician, which means he actually goes with who makes the biggest noise. And so if he looks out his window and sees 5,000 people, which has happened before, and he sees that we are against this, he's got presidential aspirations. And so I'm asking all of America to pray for us on Tuesday, and I'm asking all of California to show up on Tuesday at 9 a.m. at the state capitol. I'll be there among others, and we are going to address the governor, and we are going to make our voice be heard, because like I said, for many of us, this is the last stand. If it passes, then a parent can no longer assume that they'll be able to pick their child up at the end of the school day, that their child will even be there.
Wow. And so this is next Tuesday, so that would be the 19th, is that right, of August?
That is correct.
So the 19th of August, 9 a.m. Pacific, Sacramento, the state capital. If you are in California, I would encourage you to be there. As Pastor Jack said, that he has a permit. And I know from speaking to state legislators around the country, if they get even 10 phone calls on an issue, they are like, oh, somebody's paying attention. If they get 100, they're really paying attention. But if you get 5,000 people outside that are parents that are saying this is not okay and we will leave, that makes national news. That makes Gavin Newsom, who's probably eyeing 2028 and wanting to look a little bit moderate, that makes him very uncomfortable, because I think you're right, Pastor Jack, that ultimately he's a politician, which means that you can't count on anything that he's going to do. And we as Christians can use that to our advantage to hopefully encourage him to do the right thing in this case. And so this is Assembly Bill 495. And is this, to your knowledge, is this just for picking up kids from school, or could this be from like daycare, after school activities? Or are there any limitations?
That's a great, great question. I'm gonna default and answer you this way. Our legal counsel has told us that this, written so vaguely, is a attorney and a liberal judge's dream come true, because it can be applied in so many different ways. So I guess to answer your question is, it appears that it could be used for any adolescent or child situation where the ploy or the supposed intent is that we're protecting this child by taking this child from the authorities because there's an illegal parent involved in the mix. And yet, it doesn't exactly say that. They do say that's why they wrote the bill.
And I think we're... Go ahead. We lost you for just a couple seconds there, Pastor Jack. So you were saying, you know, this is why, you know, they're writing the bill. And in my view as well, in reading of this, this may even include childcare staff at a church, for example. You know, you have somebody coming in. Here's an affidavit to the childcare staff of a church. What happens in that instance? Yep. I mean, I know what your church is going to say, but.
Yeah, but you are exactly right. Here's the thing. Where does it apply? To whom? Is there anyone exempt from this? There's this blanket affidavit. Gosh, I'm sorry. I should have sent it to you, Jenna, before the program, because I actually have one. It is absolutely ridiculous. It seems to be more difficult to get a dog license than it is to get this affidavit to get some child that might live down the street from you, or like you said, a non-relative can take your child out of school without you knowing if Newsom passes this bill.
This is just wild, and I'm so grateful, Pastor Jack Hibbs, he's the pastor of Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, that you are sounding the alarm on this and that you are informed on this, because this is so incredibly concerning. And you're absolutely right that the left and those in power in the state of California, they care more about who is, you know, licensed to have dogs than they do about children. And there's a reason for that, of course, which is that they believe that the state is the substitute for the parents. And the state can determine welfare of the child. And when they have any pretext they want, they can ultimately undermine parental rights. And that's what's going on here. They are not abiding by the established authority that God gives solely to parents. And Christians need to stand up and fight against that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said.
And so this is called the Family Preparedness Plan Act of 2025, which is, you know, their cute little way of saying this is a good thing, you know, because who doesn't want family preparedness plan, right? I mean, these bills, you can never trust what they're saying. And this, I'm sure as well, Pastor Jack, will face legal challenges if Gavin Newsom ultimately signs it. And of course, you know, you're encouraging people to go to the state capitol, Sacramento, at 9 a.m. Pacific time next Tuesday on August 19th, and to basically have your voices heard, tell Gavin Newsom, don't sign this. But in the event he doesn't listen, goes ahead and signs it, then I'm sure there will be litigation on this, right?
Yeah, Jenna, I'll just say this at this time. You are correct. We are we're already circling our wagons. We're talking to the right people. We are preparing ourselves for Newsom to sign it. If he doesn't, hooray. If he does, he's going to need to hang on, because I think there's going to be a lot of mama and papa bears very upset. Then they're going to remind him about this immediately, and certainly when he attempts to run for president in 2028.
All right. Well, that was Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel Chino Hills on Assembly Bill 495. And now you can see why I've asked you to share this podcast with anyone and everyone you know in the state of California. Bring awareness to this. If you'd like to go to the rally, Pastor Hibbs actually mentioned that it starts at noon Pacific time. So it doesn't start at 9 a.m. That's kind of when they're going to start to gather. But the actual rally itself starts at noon in Sacramento at the California state capitol. And so you can find more information on Pastor Jack's social media accounts, on his X account at Real Jack Hibbs, also Instagram, Facebook. Share that information as well with anyone and everyone you know in California. If there's just a massive amount of people that can go and make their voices heard and show a California that parents still really care about the state not overriding their interests or thinking that they can determine that for kids in the midst of this just really heinous piece of legislation. If you can be involved, please do. And of course, you can always call your assembly members in California, call the governor's office. And this is why we do these deep dives and the podcast here, so that we can inform you, raise awareness, and then also have these types of calls to action on issues that you need to be aware of. And I'm so grateful to Pastor Jack Hibbs for bringing that to my attention so that we can do this interview. So as always, if you have a topic or a guest that you think would be great for this show, I love hearing from listeners and questions that you have, or even, you know, information that you want to share of maybe what's going on in your home state that you think others need to be aware of as well. You can always reach me and my team, Jenna, at AFR.net. Again, be sure to share this podcast. You can go to AFR.net. Click the podcast page, and then you can share that link on your social media or just directly with your text or email. And be sure to tune in each and every Friday as we bring you more On Debate.